My little sister put her shoes on wrong and hurt her foot. She's such a baby. She can't do anything right.
Hey, that's not a nice thing to say. You could really hurt her feelings with those words. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Just think for a second about something that can cause a lot of damage, you know, like a hurricane or a flood or even a wildfire. But the Bible tells us that one of the most destructive things is really, really small. What do you think it is? Well, listen for the answer in James chapter 3. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider when a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire. It sets the whole course of one's life on fire. Our story today is called The Problem Tongue. Milo looked up as his little sister limped into the kitchen. "What's wrong?" "I need new shoes," Presley said. She lifted her right foot. "This one hurts me." Milo smirked. "Because you don't know how to put shoes on right. You probably have them on the wrong feet." He laughed. "You're such a baby." Presley crossed her arms. "I'm 6 years old. I know which shoe goes on which foot." "Let me see," said Dad. And Presley lifted her foot for him to check. "It's the tongue of the shoe, honey," he said, untying it. "It's twisted and all bunched up. We'll just straighten it out." Dad pulled hard on the tongue and retied the shoe. "How does it feel now?" Presley ran around the room and jumped. "That's better. It's all fixed." "Well, you may have gotten your shoe on the right foot, but you didn't put it on correctly," said Milo. "Like I said, you're such a baby." "Stop it, Milo," said Presley, close to tears. "Milo, that's enough," said Dad. It was the tongue in Presley's shoe that was causing a problem, but there's another one causing a much bigger problem. Milo looked down at his feet. "My shoes are fine, Dad." "You may not have a problem with the tongue in your shoe, but what about the one in your mouth?" asked Dad. Milo sighed. "I guess you mean I need to be nicer to Presley." Dad nodded. "The Bible says the tongue is small but can do a great deal of damage, just like the tongue in Presley's shoe." "Yeah," said Presley. "It didn't seem like such a little thing could hurt my foot so much." "Words can hurt people a lot more than shoes can hurt feet," said Dad. "That's why we need to be careful with our tongues. Jesus wants us to use our words to help others and show them his love. If we're using them to hurt others instead, we have a big problem. One only Jesus can fix by straightening out our hearts and helping us love others the way he does." Milo nodded. "I'm sorry, Presley," he said. "Here, let me show you how I put on my shoes so you'll always know how to do it right." So, how about you? Do you have a problem tongue? Do you say things to hurt others and make them upset? Tongues are small things that can cause a lot of damage and pain. If you're using words to make someone feel bad, talk to Jesus about it and trust him to help you love that person the way he does. Then use your words to help that person instead of hurting them. Our key verse is Psalm 39:1.
"I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin."
And our key thought for today, watch your words. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you, and you can catch me there every single day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net today. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.